Well, now it's over to Question of the Week, and we're back with Will Tingle, who's been grappling with this linguistic corker sent in by listener Satya.
Why do languages evolve completely differently between countries, even when they directly border each other? Why do they have such different dialects? Good question, Satya. And to answer it, we've enlisted the help of author and British linguist David Crystal.
Languages are different because people are different. As soon as one group of people move away from another or are separated from another by a barrier, like a mountain range or a river, then in a short time they'll begin to speak in a different way. They'll have new words to reflect their new surroundings. Their accent will change. It doesn't take long. When people from England moved to America in the 17th century, within a few decades, British visitors were remarking on an American twang and all the new words to do with the American Indians or local wildlife, you know, words like wigwam and moccasin and skunk. Over time, these differences increase, and eventually they're so noticeable that we call them different dialects. But at least with dialects, the people understand each other. Over hundreds and maybe thousands of years, the differences become so great that the speakers no longer understand each other, and then we call them different languages. It's all a matter of identity. A community can show its identity in all kinds of ways, such as how they dress. But speech is the easiest way to show that you belong to a particular community. And today there are over 6,000 languages in the world. And within that 6,000 there are an uncountable number of dialects. Remember, each community is proud of its language or dialect. And we should all be proud of this diversity. Each language is a unique vision of the world and of what it means to be human. The bad news is that there's a language disappearing in the world every 3 months or so. The good news is that organisations like the Foundation for Endangered Languages in the UK are trying to do something about it.
So there you have it. Thank you very much to Satya for the question and to David Crystal for the answer. Next week, we're answering this question sent in from listener Ian. He asks, has anyone ever wondered when or why humans started needing sex education? Were we just copying until cities were created and we lived in isolated rooms? How did we survive through the transition from instinct to learning? An excellent question. And if you have a question or think you know the answer to this one, do drop us a line at fivelivescience@bbc.co.uk.
Thanks to Will Tingle there.